Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Rita Steele, how's it going?
Kia ora, kia ora. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just going to press play on this. Can you hear that, Rita? Rita?
Hello, right.
Can you hear the dotterel there?
I can. I was just enjoying it.
They're so cute.
They are, aren't they?
They're the cutest of all the birds you can see on the beach in my book.
Oh, I think so. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
Have you seen them? Have you ever seen them with chicks in tow? Oh my
yes,
god,
I
so
have.
Cute.
I have. When I was a kid, I spent quite a bit of time at Hawaii Heads. And we didn't really realise what they were, but mm-hmm. there were a lot of them around, so, back then.
Yes.
But yes, so I thought that today I'd cover something nice and cute and beachy, because we are moving into that time, aren't we? That summertime beachiness.
Mm-hmm. The dotterel are found all around Aotearoa. All over the place. North Island, all the way down to Stewart Island.
Yeah, so there's two subspecies, the north and the south. So as you would imagine, most of our listeners will be possibly come across the north variety. And there's a ton of beaches on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And on the list, there were some beaches, missing from the list, there were some beaches that I know have some dotterels. So on the DOC website, pretty much any beach where there's vast kind of sand or half decent sand dunes,
yes,
tend to house them. So missing on the list, I noticed Bethels and Piha, but both have had dotterels breeding in the dunes. So again, I just think anywhere where there's decent sand dunes, you'll see the dotterel. And if you haven't ever seen a dotterel before, or you don't think you have, it definitely makes sense to just jump online and kind of have a look at them, because there's not that many, but I think you'd be surprised when you see them. You're kind of like, yeah, I'm sure I have seen one of those. Because they're kind of, well, the word's not really curious, but if there's a nest around, they'll kind of come out and mm-hmm. check you out. Like,
yes,
they'll find you, if you know what I mean. And then, interestingly, I didn't realise this, but they will fake an injury to draw you away from their nest. So if you see one sort of like dragging its wing or limping or something,
mm-hmm.
it's probably because there's a nest nearby and it's trying to kind of entice you away from it.
Okay. I kind of, every time I see them, they seem to like flatten their back, put their head down, and then walk really fast. They're quite speedy. They walk along the sand.
They are speedy. They are speedy. And they're kind of funny the way they walk. Like their little strut. It's like a little, I don't know, like fast strut or something.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth checking out. But they're actually super beautiful, but they are massively at risk and threatened in New Zealand. There used to be thousands of them, and now there's only about 2,500. And,
wow, it's crazy.
So when you look at that number, I think that I went, oh, wow, I feel like I've seen all of them in my life then.
Mm.
But I think it was because a lot of them were from when I was a teenager or whatever, and they're kind of still etched in my memory as mm-hmm. being beach birds, you know.
Yes. It's a classic story of a species of New Zealand bird who nests on the ground. When you think of birds, you think of birds building nests in trees, but a lot of these birds will nest on the ground and just get hammered by predators.
Everything, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, we just have to bear in mind that we are very lucky to live here as humans, because this land has just evolved with no predators, and so these species and mainly birds on New Zealand, as we've discussed before, have evolved without really needing any major defence mechanisms. So the little dotterel is under, you know, threat from humans' habitat destruction and predators that have been brought here, and our disturbance of their sites, but then also natural things like harrier hawks, black-billed gulls, which are all native, but they were newer than the dottrell, which has lived here for a lot longer, and of course tides, right? So storms and big tides. So they're kind of, you know, they've got a lot going against them, but they were doing pretty well before we arrived.
So, I mean, what's the, I mean, we're obviously heading into summer. What can people do? Because I've never seen a nest going to the beach. So, I mean, is there a way to keep an eye out for a nest, assuming that I might trample on one walking over a sand dune?
Yeah, there is. There is. So in 1993, they did put a recovery plan together, which was kind of very much so based on community, I guess, support, predator control, but also mainly community support. So sometimes communities will put wardens up if they know that there's a nest. I know there's a Bethel's community dotterel kind of group that did that. And I think even Omaha, I believe, have done it before. But they will also rope off areas. So just keep an eye out for roped off areas. And like I say, just keep an eye out for those dotterels, like doing the that little thing where they kind of feign an injury or they're acting a little bit weird. Or even if you just see one, you just I mean, my biggest recommendation for the summer is don't just trample over dunes. Like, stick to the paths. I know it's boring. My kids run off into the dunes all the time and I'm like, come back. But there is a job for dunes to do on top of, you know, like erosion control and all sorts of things like that. You know, those dotterels are in there and it's very easy to accidentally trample on a nest or even just disturb the nest in a way that makes them not want to go back there.
Okay.
So, and, you know, it's just one tiny thing you can do to be a responsible citizen of New Zealand, and especially Auckland, because we've got quite a few beaches around us that have dotterel populations.
Is there anything we can do in the way of predator control that is not being done by the local dock and or conservation groups?
Yeah, I guess taking rubbish and food home with you, like the amount of times I go out to places like Piha or Taupanui and people have loaded up the bins with rubbish.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I'm just like, just take the rubbish with you, you know, like it's such a mission for the you know, council to get trucks out to these places. Like, it's not hard to just take a bag and take the rubbish with you, and that rubbish like entices rats and they're the worst. As well as gulls, seagulls that will come down for the rubbish, and they also harm dotterels. So take your rubbish with you, and it's also just, you know, it could blow out into sea, so just take it with you, you know. I feel like that's a really easy one to do. And also don't take your dogs off lead on the beach over summer. I don't think there's any beaches that allow you to do it in New Zealand, unless it's a dog beach. I know there's one out in Hui Away that's an actual dog beach, but unless it's a dog beach, keep your dog on the lead at all times at the beach over summer. And even in winter, it's not a bad idea to just make sure that you know where you're going and that your dog just doesn't take off into the sand dunes, because that's a problem.
Nice one.
Yeah, so that's it. And the only other thing that I would say is just keep this number, you know, in your mind, 0800 DOC HOT. So it's the DOC hotline, so DOCHOT. And that's a really good number to just have in the back of your mind. If you see anything that looks like anyone's harming wildlife, or you see some wildlife that is under threat in some shape or form, anyone doing any damage to anything that you, anything native that you think needs to be called in, it doesn't hurt to call it in. And I'm sure the police don't want to know about it. So DOC HOT is the number to ring.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, and I guess we can get all warmed up for going to the beach.
Right, yeah. Get that sunscreen ready. Get those towels
ready.
That's
the one.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rita.
Fantastic.
We will check in with you next week, mate.
Sounds good. Have a good week.
Bye.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.